This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So the breaking news in Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals have had multiple members test positive for the coronavirus. They've canceled today's afternoon game at Milwaukee. So it's not just the Phillies, it's not just the Marlins, it's now Cardinals Brewers canceled. That is the breaking news here on Sean and RJ. We'll talk about it with Mike Vasek at 9:40 with the KMC Masterpiece and Crosstalk. They're not having this problem in the NBA, as this man would know. Fantastic reporter for Yahoo and the NBA on TNT. Very good feature last night where we were taken inside the bubble. It's Chris Haynes joining us here on DFW Sports Station. And Chris was one of two early reporters allowed inside the bubble. Chris, welcome to the show. Good morning. What is it really like inside the bubble? Take all of us inside the NBA bubble and what it's really like.
Oh, boy. Well, it's a lot. Well, thanks for having me, first of all.
First off, what time did you go to sleep? What time did you go to sleep?
Sleep? What is sleep? I got a few hours. It was a late night. You know, I got to the arena yesterday around 3. The game started here, you know, started here at 6 o'clock, and we didn't leave the arena till 1:30. It was a pretty late night. But I'll say, you know, this experience has been pretty unreal, man. Like, I got here on the 29th of June, so I've been here a little over a month. I got here a week before the teams arrived, so I've kind of seen every day, like, just how the campus has changed and adapted, I was one of the guinea pigs of the league, just trying to see what worked. You know, restrictions were placed over time, because at one point I had free range to everything on campus. Like, I was sharing the same restaurant as the players, the same fishing trails, same jogging trails, and now we're secluded to a certain boundary on the campus, and we can't, you know, mingle with the players on their side of campus. So things change. You know, you get tested every day, and you get your results, you know, within 12 hours. They email you. You do your thermometer readings every day. And so, it's strict. They're really strict. But I think if you look at the test results, you know, zero positive tests over the last few weeks, I think it shows that all their safety measures are working.
What has been the biggest issue that you've seen players have or staff members have about, you know, sort of about the bubble, with the bubble itself?
Just the restrictions, obviously. Nobody, this is all uncharted territory for all of us. Nobody likes being restricted. Nobody likes being away from their families. So that's probably the most glaring complaint. But we all knew that, you know, this is what you signed up for. And even as me as a media member, you know, I wasn't forced to come here. I felt like this was history. And, I felt honored as a black man myself to be doing the sidelines for that first game of the restart. It still hasn't hit me yet, the significance of it. I'm pretty sure we'll down the road, but, you know, just to be a part of that and see that, seeing everybody kneel in solidarity, you know, white, black, male, female, the referees, you know, it was a pretty cool sight to see.
Chris Haynes joining us from the NBA bubble after the doubleheader last night. The Pelicans lose to the Jazz, and LeBron and the Lakers beat the Clippers. Chris, we're focused on the Mavericks and Luka. And they have been listed as the team that's maybe having the most fun. What have you seen from the Mavericks in the bubble? And kind of give us a preview of the rest of their season ahead.
Oh, they have fun. There's no doubt about it. I've been to a couple of their practices. You know, we don't get to see much. We get to see the last 15 minutes of their practice, but you know, Daryl Armstrong and those guys, the way they, you know, the way Sham God, the way they be challenging those players, you know, after practice, you know, to one-on-one drills, and you know, those guys just having fun. J.J. Barrett, Luka Doncic going one-on-one with those guys. It's fun to see, man. That's a good youthful animated ball club right there. You know, you can tell they're enjoying it. You know, there's some players who may be miserable, but you know, I can't really see that from any of the Dallas Mavericks. And that's a good thing, because that shows that their minds are loose and free. And, they're in the right perspective, and you know, maybe that will translate to on the court success. But no, you could definitely tell they're enjoying themselves.
Chris, give us your national perspective on Luka. You know, we already have Dirk comparison topics on this show. Stephen A. yesterday asking, who would you rather have, Luka or James Harden with Mavs Rockets tonight? What is Luka respected like this throughout the rest of the league? And what do you think his ceiling is?
Well, I'll just say from as a national writer, you know, I voted him first team. So I had him and Harden as the two backcourt guys. He's a star. He's a star. And if somebody called him a superstar, I wouldn't argue. You know, the difference between him and Dirk, when you comparing those two, is that, you know, Luka just from day one in the league just showed stardom. And you know, Dirk had to work to get to that point. So the sky's the limit, man. The sky's the limit for Luka, man. I'm not gonna say I'll take him over Harden right now or anything like that. But shoot, you look at the way he's just jumped into the league already. Like it's not out of the realm of possibility that he won't, surpass James Harden, because this kid is a beast. It's like nobody's seen this. Like nobody's seen this coming. You know the whole. Mm-hmm. Narrative on, you know, people that, you know, players that come from Europe or whatever, like, you give them some time, and, you know, like Dirk's situation, or, you know, but we've never really seen a kid that come over here and just dominate from day one. He's doing that, and he stepped his game up even more. If he's a superstar, like I said, I wouldn't dismiss it, but yeah, he was my first team guard.
Chris, take us inside the arena. You know, the atmosphere, is it missing something? What's we see on TV, it looks like it's just like a ballroom and there's like some video boards on the outside. But is the atmosphere clearly missing something, or do the players not even realize that they're in it and they're going?
Nah, they miss it. They miss fans. I mean, to me the noise, the fan noise, the virtual noise is a little bit annoying, because but I think it's just for TV, because I didn't see the games on TV, so I'm thinking that's just for TV. Maybe it sounds and looks good on TV, but here, players aren't reacting to it. You know how when a team goes on a significant run, the fans get into it, and the players, yeah, you can see it instantly. Players pounding their chests, getting themselves riled up, like they really feed off of that. There's no feeding here. You know, they have to feed off of their teammates. And it's not the same as feeding into a packed arena. And so it's funny just to see, like, a team go on a run and that crowd noise comes out. And, you know, there's not – I'll say this. Me looking, I have to look at the tape, but I didn't see much chest pounding. Ah, you know, maybe Pat Beverly, because he's going to do that regardless. But I didn't see – yeah, I didn't see much, guys – you know, breaking out and yelling. And I think those type of moments happen when they're reacting to the crowd. And so that's the one glaring thing that's missing.
Chris, do you have a bold prediction or an interesting angle on what could happen because of the different circumstances? Last night on your broadcast, TNT, I thought Kenny Smith was fascinating. He said, I think Ben Simmons is going to be one of the best players in the bubble. There's no Philly crowd. They're not going to be laughing at him when he attempts threes. I think personally the Lakers are screwed here because they've lost home court advantage, and I think the Clippers will go on to the NBA Finals and win the title. Is there a player or a team that you have a prediction for because of these unprecedented circumstances?
Well, I don't know if there's one team, but I will say this. This season reminds me of the 99 short lockout year, in which it's set up like the New York Knicks. You know, they went all the way to the finals as an eighth seed. The way this is set up, it's set up for some type of Cinderella team to just shock everybody because everybody's been off for 4 months. And also the continuity that the Bucks and Lakers had to end the season, we don't know that they're going to continue that on. You don't know if that translates to this. And so it's wide open for a team, maybe a young team, maybe an OKC. And I think the Portland Trailblazers are a dangerous squad if they get in. I think they could go the distance with L.A. in the first-round matchup if they're able to sneak in. So, you know, it's set up for, you know, I don't see the Philadelphia. Maybe I can be wrong, but it's set up for some other teams that I believe that can make a run just because nobody really has continuity right now and just because of the setup and the condensed nature of this restart. So that's something I wouldn't be surprised to see.
All right, we're going to let you go with this. And full disclosure, we were going to feel you out to see how cool you were before asking this final question. Chris Haynes, Yahoo, NBA on TNT. There are rumors that, you know, Stephen A. says this thing's going to get shut down because players are, missing companions. And The Athletic said that NBA players are trying to bring in massage therapists that may be more attractive than normal. Is this a legitimate worry or concern of companionship being snuck into the NBA bubble?
Well, first of all, you can't sneak a companion in here. I don't think there's no way of doing that. But, no, I mean, these are grown men who are used to living a certain way of life. Yeah. You know, and they're used to getting things that they want. Whatever those things are, I'll leave that to your imagination. And so when you put them in a bubble where they're not able to get those things, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. But also, you know, the players are allowed to bring a companion or a guest at a certain point during the playoffs. And so that, you know, look, I've been here for a month, and I'm not going to have my wife with me for the whole four-month, three-month period. So I don't want to hear no complaints from the players. At least they get that, bring somebody in. I ain't going to have nobody for 4 months. So, you know, if anybody should be going crazy, it's me.
Chris Haynes, NBA on TNT. You saw him last night for the relaunch of the season. Amazing work from Yahoo Sports as well. Love to have you back on again, man. Thank you for waking up with us after a long night. Stay safe and have fun.
You take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.